Justin.
Hey, Darren. So welcome to another edition of the Week 3 podcast, where we basically pick a topic seemingly at random, but there's actually a scientific method. I have a spreadsheet and numbers. I don't know what the numbers mean, but I do know what we're talking about today.
Mine is seemingly random because you will tell me, hey, we need to record next week. I'm like, oh, yeah. And I frantically start looking around my man cave. Oh, I've not talked about this.
Yeah. So today, surprise, surprise, and if you missed it, go back and listen to the last Week 3. The last couple minutes, I mentioned that I was feeling a little loony.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even toony.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking Tiny Toon Adventures.
Oh, okay. I could have gone a couple ways with that, but yeah. I do like Tiny Toons.
So there's a revival series coming to Max. We're going to talk about that toward the end. But in the meantime, we're going to talk about the one that most of you are probably familiar with, the show that ran surprisingly only 2 years.
Huh.
Yeah, 1990 to 1992. It was the first animated series produced by Steven Spielberg's Amblin Television, and it was about a group of cartoon characters going to school, mm-hmm. specifically, high school, right? That's kind of what it was made to look like?
Sort of, but it was more...
It was Acme Luniversity.
It was Acme Luniversity, but I get the impression that it was just where these child cartoon characters went to learn to be Looney Tunes.
Right, but the age is kind of weird because they're presented kind of like teenagers, you know?
But so, not.
Yeah.
Because it was a, you know... Ah, God, I don't even remember. What year did you say this came out?
90 to 92.
90 to 92. So I was easily in fourth or fifth grade when this came out.
Right. So my headcanon is that it was a high school because they had, like, football and dances
and all that stuff. Let's go with that.
Created by Tom Ruger and basically kind of like a satire series. The one thing that you need to know is that a lot of your favorite childhood voice actors were in this show.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie Adler played Buster Bunny.
Yep.
Tress McNeil played Babs.
Yep. No relation.
We're going to get into that in a second.
Yeah. I know.
But also Maurice LaMarche as the brain. Frank Welker was in this show.
Yeah.
Rob Paulsen.
Uh-huh.
Just to name a few. Jim Cummings, because again, Jim Cummings was in
everything.
And the wonderful theme song by Bruce Broughton. So it had 3 seasons with 98 total episodes.
That doesn't seem like enough.
And one movie.
Oh, yeah. How I Spent My Summer Vacation.
Which, a couple years back, Justin and I watched it with Chad, and it holds up.
It does.
Really, really well.
Yeah.
For a show and a movie with so many early 90s references.
Uh-huh.
David Letterman
uh-huh.
and Jay Leno and Bill Clinton and all of the 90s references you can possibly fit in. Arsenio Hall, the movie in particular, and we'll talk more about that in a minute, but I'm remembering where all of the talk shows were filmed on one set. You know, so you've got Dave Letterman and Jay Leno and Arsenio Hall all sharing the same set, and it was just great. Let me look back at my notes for a couple of things, but only 3 seasons. It did get a DVD release,
yeah,
you know, and I believe you can watch it on Hulu.
Okay, cool.
It did get 3 spinoffs: Animaniacs, The Plucky Duck Show, and Pinky, Elmira, and the Brain.
Now, see, I would posit that Animaniacs was not a spinoff of.
Well,
Tiny
at least
Toons
it took place in the same universe, because there was at least a couple episodes where Buster and Babs appeared in an episode with the Warners.
Well, to be fair, Animaniacs takes place on the Warner Brothers lot, where they had other cartoon characters and movie stars appear. So I would posit that Tiny Toons is its own universe, its own show that is... just happens to coincide with the Animaniacs universe, but it's not necessarily a spinoff.
That's fair. So let me ask you this. When I say Tiny Toon Adventures, what network do you associate them with?
Fox. Fox Kids.
So where would you expect the premiere episode of Tiny Toon Adventures to air?
The new one?
No, the one that we're talking about.
Oh, it was Fox Kids.
The premiere episode was a special on CBS.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, it was called The Looney Beginning. It aired as a primetime special. And then the series itself went into Fox Kids, but it was essentially first-run syndication. Fox Kids, just for our neck of the woods, is who picked it up.
Okay, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
The final season was aired exclusively on Fox Kids, and then Kids WB showed up, and Animaniacs was there, and yada, yada, yada. So for those of you who are somehow unfamiliar with the series, I'm just going to give you a brief synopsis. It's set in the fictional town of Acme Acres,
mm-hmm.
more like a country when you consider how big it is.
Yeah.
There's Wacky Land,
mm-hmm.
which is where Jojo Dodo lives. And honestly, I both love and hate the Wacky Land bits, you know? I like Jojo Dodo.
Yeah.
But like sometimes it was like a little, almost too Deadpoolish, you know? For a show that mostly consisted of looking directly at the viewer and mm-hmm. winking and nodding and yeah. like, this is dumb or whatever. For whatever reason, the Wacky Land ones just didn't really do it for me. But we basically, like Justin said, we see these younger cartoon characters learning how to be cartoon characters. Although in the debut, the premiere, they just end up on the cutting room floor because they're like, yeah, these ideas are stupid.
Yeah.
You know, the guy draws Buster and Babs Bunny. They talk to the animator. They leap off the page and kiss him. And his line is, when they start jumping off the page and kissing you, it's time to pack it in. And so he just wads them up, puts them in a trash can. They try to create the show themselves. And that leads to the creation of villains for the show. And that leads to probably one of the greatest villains, Montana Max. This rich, Lex Luthor-esque kid. It's just wonderful.
Yeah.
He's so over the top bratty that it's great. It's like you love a villain that is easy to hate.
Yeah.
You know, this is a villain that you could easily hate.
each Looney Tune, each Tiny Toons character had a Looney Tunes character
analog.
So he was the analog for Yosemite Sam, if I had to make a guess.
Yeah, I would say more Yosemite Sam than Elmer Fudd. There were some similarities.
It was mostly Yosemite with a bit of Elmer, and Elmira was mostly Elmer with a little bit of Yosemite.
I could see that, yeah. And Elmira, God, I felt so bad for
them. Oh, my God.
So Elmer Fudd's shtick, for those of you who are unfamiliar with Looney Tunes lore, is he's a hunter.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he does. Whereas Elmira wants to love animals to get to death.
Literally.
And she has a track record,
mm-hmm.
which is some of the darkest fucking visuals.
She has a little skull in her bow.
A hamster skull on her bow. But this show, man, is just so great. You know, some of it is incredibly dated. For example, remember when rap first took off in the late 80s, early mm-hmm. 90s, you know, and everyone had to have at least one rap episode because mm-hmm. that was what you did. Tiny Toons had a rap episode.
Yeah.
It was god awful.
Yeah.
Hated it so much. Can't beat the rap. I think it was Buster was put in jail for a crime he didn't commit, and so they kept saying can't beat the rap, you know.
Yeah, that tracks.
But it's got so many of my favorite moments too. There was an episode late in the show where they mocked 13 something.
No,
30 something, 30 yeah. something. It was called 13 something.
I don't remember
where
that one.
Babs was tired of being seen as the slapstick kind of comedian. And so she left Acme Acres to get a job on a quote real show.
Oh, I think I do remember this one.
Like a dramatic show, and she had to pose as a human, a really hairy human.
Mm-hmm.
Buster and the rest of the gang get her back, you know. There was an episode that actually got banned from TV after one run. It was called One Beer.
Oh, yeah.
You know this one.
I know this one.
Where Buster, Plucky, and Hampton, which is a pig, but he's like super clean. Plucky is a duck. The Daffy Duck analog. They just happen to see a beer in the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, now remember, this is three people.
Yeah.
Sharing one beer. But they go on such a bender with this one beer that they have like all the drunk stereotypes. They've even got stubble. I don't know how they did that with the duck. They got into a car wreck
mm-hmm.
and died. Now, of course, afterwards, we see like the whole behind the scenes, like it's fine. You know, they're fine. We hope that the kids get the message. But like it was a mother's group that was so upset by this episode that it got pulled from TV. So, like, you can't find it on the DVD release or anything.
Wow.
If you didn't see it during its initial run, and I did, but if you didn't, you're never going to see this. Not, like, as it was intended, because just gone.
Which is weird, because even the Warner Brothers releases old Looney Tunes cartoons.
With those disclaimers,
because those are... Some of those are rough.
Yeah, yeah. But
by today's standards.
And there's so many great episodes I can even mention. But let's get into the characters. You got Buster and Babs.
Yep.
Boy and girl. One is blue, one is pink. And the whole joke is no relation because mm-hmm. their last name is Bunny. I love these two characters.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Babs is an impressionist.
Mm-hmm.
And Tress MacNeille does a great job
with God, that role. Oh, God, does she.
And it's always funny. Always funny. They all the impressions land. Buster is your Bugs Bunny analog, clearly.
They both are. They are two halves of the same Bugs.
Yeah.
Because Bugs can do impressions. Bugs does do that kind of stuff. And Buster is the...
Buster's more like the quick thinking.
The quick thinking, smart ass kind of...
Yeah, smart aleck.
Yeah.
So we mentioned Elmira. We mentioned Montana Max. There's Plucky Duck.
Plucky. Oh, I love Plucky.
The duck in a wife beater shirt.
Yep.
Green duck in a wife beater.
Yep.
Who, if you've ever heard the phrase, elevator go down the hole.
Elevator go down the hole.
Toilet, that's baby Plucky.
Toilet paper go down the hole.
And he's
one of my favorite bits in the entire... Yeah. 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 One of my favorite skits.
And, of course, you know, he's your Daffy Duck analog.
Yeah.
A bit cowardly.
Mm-hmm.
Will eventually come through for his friends, eventually, if he has no other choice.
If he's forced to.
You know, played Bat Duck in the time they spoofed the Justice League,
mm-hmm.
the Just Us League. Hampton, J. Pig, which is a pig who keeps trying to go on diets and fails.
Fastidiously clean.
Fastidiously clean.
Unlike his parents and siblings.
Dizzy Devil, who is the Tasmanian Devil analog, but also... occasionally Hampton's roommate.
Yeah.
And what led to a joke that my wife and I still repeat to this day, whereas Dizzy is eating like a cake or something in bed, and Hampton's like, oh, you're getting crumbs everywhere, I hate crumbs in the bed. And Dizzy stops eating, gets all serious, what you call me? And so that just those four words, what you call me, get repeated to this day in my household, you know? What you call me? No, I hate crumbs in the bed. Dizzy fix it by eating the bed. You've got
tracks.
Mary Melody, who is a human girl. Don't really remember much about her personality.
I don't either, no.
It was just like, I guess they needed like a normal kid around every once in a while.
I don't remember Mary Melody.
She was this girl, just a normal girl. She didn't really have any toony... qualities, just a normal human girl. But then you've got Shirley the Loon, which is a Shirley MacLaine spoof, which is great. Foul Mouth, which I don't know what they were going with, other than it's Chicken Little, but he swears like a sailor.
Foghorn Leghorn.
Oh, duh. Yeah. Except Foghorn is somehow much more charming than freaking Foul Mouth. Who am I missing?
There's... Go-Go.
Go-Go Dodo, yeah.
Yeah. That's the...
Arnold. The big buff pit bull. Arnold the pit bull.
I don't remember him.
Yeah. He had like an Arnold Schwarzenegger voice. He wasn't as prominent. He was mostly like a lackey, that kind of thing.
Okay, yeah.
I
think that's the core group.
Yeah. And
they had a skunk.
Oh, Pepe Le Pew. No, Fifi.
Fifi, yeah, Fifi. The Pepe Le Pew analog.
Fifi
yeah.
Le Fume.
Fifi Le Fume.
But they have the weekly wacky adventures. Sometimes there's a football game that, you know, the people, characters who don't know anything about football have to win a football game. Mm-hmm. Come on, let's go hit a home run.
Yeah.
There's the prom episode. There's an episode teaching kids how to go on a date, and it's entirely bad advice. You know, there's your typical Halloween specials, including a spoof of Abbott and Costello, which was pretty great.
Yeah.
And just, it's such a charming show.
Yeah.
What are some of your favorites? Cause like I talked about a couple of mine.
Yeah. First and foremost, the music video one.
Oh, yeah, the MTV spoof.
The MTV spoof where I was first introduced to They Might Be Giants.
With Particle Man.
Particle Man in Istanbul.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that episode's so good.
Yeah, I know. there was the one where Plucky got stuck in a wild take, and he was just a giant eyeball.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were in, like, expressions class.
Yeah.
And Plucky's like, they're showing us kid stuff. I can do, like, way more.
Yeah.
And he just gets stuck that way. Little Beeper.
Little Beeper.
I forgot about the Roadrunner analog and the coyote. I'm drawing a blank on his
name. Yeah, same here. Yeah. I think there was a Tweety analog, too.
There was. Sweetie.
Sweetie, yeah.
Sweetie Bird.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's so many characters to keep track of.
I know. They just keep popping in.
Take a look at my notes here.
They did a Night Gallery spoof, mm-hmm. which I think was maybe a Halloween one.
Yeah, yeah.
What else was there?
I mean, they even had like the occasional like stories about ecology. There was a story where they were taking on a woman who like wanted to club seals because she was like was a Zsa Zsa Gabor type of character. Oh my gosh. I'm looking to make sure we didn't miss any.
Yeah.
Calamity Coyote was the name.
Calamity Coyote, yeah.
I forgot that Elmira's last name was Duff, which is Fudd spelled backwards.
Yeah. Yeah. That. Yeah.
But Lil Sneezer.
Lil Sneezer.
Concord Condor.
Yeah.
Which was the whole album's analog. Don't remember Byron Bassett other than that he was in the movie as like a sidekick.
Woof. Woof.
Bookworm.
Yeah.
Arnold the Pitbull, which was a muscular white pitbull. Foulmouth. Barky Marky.
I don't remember him.
He was just a normal brown dog.
All right.
Just a normal dog. And, most of the adult teachers were also Looney Tunes.
Yeah, you had Bugs and Daffy.
You had
and
great modern interpretations of these characters.
Yeah. They were teaching these, you know, these other characters how to be Looney Tunes. So, but I mean, I clearly remember watching that first episode.
It's so good.
It is. And I remember, I don't know. Okay. Did How I Spent My Summer Vacation get a theatrical release?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't see it in the theaters, but I remember renting it from the video store and watching it and just loving it.
And fun fact, about the movie, because it kind of acts as a bookend toward, like, the final season. But also, it is the first time we see the Warner Brothers animation version of Superman.
That's right!
You know, it's the same character design as what would later be used in Superman the Animated Series.
Yeah.
But this is the first time we see him.
Yeah.
I want you to watch the movie. We both
absolutely,
want you to watch the movie.
Absolutely,
But to give you a very, very basic outline, Buster and Babs engage in a water gun war that goes on a little too far once Babs releases a dam and floods the whole city.
Mm-hmm.
And they end up on this raft, and they're just on adventures, you know, as they try to make their way back to Acme Acres. And at some point, they go over a waterfall, and out of nowhere, the best cameo in the whole film.
Yep, just forget Superman.
And you get like other character cameos too. It's a great interconnected story. The movie did well.
It is. It's got a subplot of Hampton's family going to an amusement park and Plucky tagging along for the
Happy World Land.
And they're driving and it's a cross country and it's very much National Lampoon's Vacation
kind of thing. It's such a wonderful road trip movie.
And poor Plucky the entire time. And then they get there. I'm not going to spoil it for you, but it is, for Plucky, it is an absolute letdown.
It is, but like, it is funny.
It is funny.
The entire time. And everyone has had road trips like this with their family. Now let's pull up to a roadside diner. 5 waters, please.
The hitchhiker.
The hitchhiker. Oh my gosh. Go out of your way if you haven't seen the movie or the animated series. But the reason that this show kind of popped into my head, by the way, let's say there's like 20 characters of note in Tiny Toon Adventures. Out of 20, what would you give the original series?
What do you mean?
Like, I would give it like an 18 out of 20.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really, really good. Go see it. But the reason that this came to mind is that a reboot was announced.
I did hear that, yes.
Back in 2020. And they've already ordered 2 seasons of it.
Okay.
It's going to air on Max and simulcast on Cartoon Network in fall 2023. And by the way, can we just talk about how it feels weird to just say Max? It's HBO Max.
Yeah, well, what was it before? HBO Now?
HBO Go.
HBO Go, HBO and then Go Now. Max.
And then HBO Max, Max, and now Max. Just Max. Because HBO, the word HBO, that was the problem.
Yeah.
But I digress. But, and, you know, when they announced it, it sounded fine. For the most part, you know, the Cartoon Network president said it's going to have all the subversive, smart humor that made Tiny Toon such a standout series. Animaniacs got brought back to success.
Yeah.
But then we found out several of the original voice actors would not return. Cree Summer said that she was informed Elmira would not be in the series.
Hmm.
Charlie Adler was not approached to reprise his role as Buster, nor was Maurice LaMarche as Dizzy Devil.
Yeah. You know?
But we did see a few characters that would be returning, including Candy Milo returning to voice Granny, but I think she voices Granny in just about everything.
Yeah, I think that's just kind of, yeah.
Yeah. Now, they're going to change the characterization a little bit. Apparently, Foghorn would be Acme Luniversity's coach, Foghorn Leghorn.
Okay, I can see that.
And Bugs would take on a, quote, Dumbledore-like personality.
Okay. I'm okay with that,
yeah,
so far.
Yeah, so far so good, as long as it's, you know, long as they do it right, you know.
Yeah.
Lola Bunny's going to be in the series.
Okay.
Which is good, because she's an important addition to the Looney Tunes
yes,
cast.
She is.
But then we start getting into the big thing that is kind of concerning for a lot of fans. And concerning may be a strong word, because it's a cartoon. Buster and Babs Bunny.
Mm-hmm.
No relation.
Yes.
Related now. See, the original Tiny Toon series, one thing that made it great was, you know, yeah, they were friends. There was also a little bit of flirtatiousness, but it's fine. You can have male and females as friends.
Friends, yes.
Right? But showrunner Aaron Gibson says that they're going to be twin siblings in the reboot. The decision has been criticized, by the way, by fans. So much. But she explained, and this is verbatim here, quote, "They're fraternal twins, which was not an original plot point." Yeah, no duh. "I wanted to dive into a brother-sister relationship that looked really symbiotic and collaborative and supportive, not antagonistic. Seeing two people who are really on the same page, and then how do people who are so close make new friends? Find out who they are by these new relationships, these new college experiences." And that's another thing. Acme Luniversity, Tiny Toons Luniversity, will be a college show, not a high school show.
Hmm.
But I guess I just don't understand why can't they still have that same kind of dynamic?
Yeah.
You know?
Unrelated, but if you want to watch a good siblings twins relationship, watch Gravity Falls.
I was thinking the same thing, and I think that might actually have been something that kind of spurned this on, is like Gravity Falls was so good.
Yeah.
Well, let's just do Gravity Falls, but with rabbit ears. And I'd be okay with that. But it just feels like a change for the sake of a change.
Yeah.
So I'm not really, I'm not a big fan of it.
No,
so.
I, yeah.
But, yeah, when it came my turn to pick something for week three, and I'm like, what can I gush about for 20 minutes? Tiny Toon Adventures, which led to numerous video games, including one of the best video games on the SNES, Buster Bust Loose.
Okay.
Which looks like it was ripped straight from... Konami did a great job. It looks like it was ripped straight from the show as far as the visual style goes.
Nice.
There are several levels, including one where you do the football game, you know. And each level has something different. Oh, Duck Wars or Star Ducks or whatever it was. The Star Wars spoof they did.
Yes!
You know, that's also in the game.
Yes!
You know, with Duck Vader, you know, and...
My God, yes.
Oh, boy.
That was such a good show.
It was such a good show. Numerous video game appearances on the NES, Sega Genesis, Super Nintendo, Game Boy. And really did kind of define animation for the Looney Tunes fans for a generation. And then Animaniacs came and set the bar even higher.
Yeah.
And I think that might be part of the reason why Tiny Toons isn't as well remembered today, is because Animaniacs came and just went that much more.
Absolutely. But there wouldn't... Even though I don't consider them spinoffs, there would not be an Animaniacs without Tiny Toons.
Yeah, and the less said about Pinky, Elmira, and the Brain, the better.
Yes. Pinky and the Brain, absolutely.
Pinky and the Brain's great.
And then they kind of, you know.
Did the thing.
They did the thing.
So, hey, thanks a lot for spending some time with us. Go watch some Tiny Toon Adventures.
Yeah, I remember being so excited when you told me how I spent my summer vacation was on DVD.
Mm-hmm.
And I went out and found it and bought it and watched it.
We both have that on DVD. Yeah. And I need to track down the seasons because the original show is still on DVD. You might have better luck looking on Warner Brothers online store.
Yeah,
at this
probably.
Point.
Yeah.
Watch it on Hulu. Definitely track it down. It might be on Max now because it's a Warner Brothers thing.
Yeah.
Last time I looked, it was on Hulu. But by all means, while you're doing that and you're getting your fill of 90s animation joy, also maybe take a look over at DeepCavePodcast.com. We've got a lot of great stuff there for you. A link to our Discord so you can communicate with us and other Deep Cave fans and maybe even suggest future topics for programs. We also have links to our YouTube and links to a bunch of our podcast providers and links to our sponsors and links to our Extra Life 2023 campaign for Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. And also, don't forget about our other podcasts, Justin and Chad, Do You Want Me to Watch What? On the second and fourth weeks of the month.
Hi, Chad.
We do the Deep Cave podcast, which is the big one, the first week of the month, first full week of the month, both Tuesday, not both, but Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And on YouTube, we've got the occasional Deep Cave Plays and Retromantics. So I think it's your turn next time.
Yes, I believe so.
All right, got anything in mind?
Not until you remind me a week before that we have to record.
All right, thanks so much for listening. Be sure to like and subscribe and all that stuff because we do see your reviews and all that, and it really does help. At least I think it helps. The big podcast asks for it, so we should too.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.
And we'll see you guys probably in about a week for a new You Want Me to Watch What? So, bye.
Bye.